Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Monte Carlo Fashions Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Dodeja from Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, Mr. R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Ankur Gauba, Company Secretary. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Very good morning to everyone, and thank you all for joining us for today's earnings call to discuss the performance for the first quarter of financial year 26. Let me brief you on the financial performance of this quarter. For the first quarter under review, the company reported an operating income of 139 crore, which is an increase of approximately 10% on a year-on-year basis. The company reported an EBITDA loss of 6 crore. The net loss stood at 16 crore for this quarter. The online segment continues to be a strong growth driver, with online sales showing significant growth, especially via our own website. Brand-wise, Rofil also maintained its growth momentum, and the home textile segment also performed very well. A major highlight was a 100% increase in footwear sales in Q1, with continued growth expected in coming quarters. With a focus on expanding retail presence, we've opened three new exclusive brand outlets for Clock & Decker, and taking the total to 15 outlets, we remain on track to reach 35 stores by year-end, with each store ranging between 500 to 1,000 sq ft. And as a part of our broader plan, we remain focused to open Monte Carlo 40 to 45 stores across India, with a strategic emphasis on the western and southern region. To improve speed and convenience, we have partnered with Blinkit, Swiggy, and Zepto for 30-minute delivery. We have also initiated a strategic collaboration with Salesforce to enhance operations, customer experience, and long-term loyalty through our digital transformation. And now we open this floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Diwakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good morning. Good to see growth in all the segments. So my first question is on the sales returns and rebate and discount part. So it has increased in this quarter. So why is that increased?
The sale returns are, I think, around 15 crore increased in this quarter. Basically, in the last quarter, I think it was a little less. So overall, increase of 7 crore, not that much. And that also because sales have also increased. So I think that going forward in next quarter and another quarter, we don't find any returns from the previous year's sales.
Okay.
Rebate and discounts are basically almost stagnant.
Yeah. It has increased from 112 to 137. So this is kind of, it is normal, right?
In terms of percentages, if you see, it is stable.
Okay. And yes. Okay. And sir, next question is on the MCFL Ventures object change. So it has been changed, I think. So what are your plans there?
We have planned to invest in solar and renewable and also in logistics warehouses. So that is our plan because we have seen that the returns, what we are getting in another sister concern company, it is almost 20-25% on ROI. So that is why this venture has been established. This subsidiary has been established.
Any proposed investment?
Already, we have two, three investments in plan, and we'll let you know in another quarter, I think, In next phone call, once we have this quarter ended, we can discuss on this.
Okay.
There are good proposals coming up for this, which can increase our ROI and also the rate of return substantially from the present one.
Okay. And sir, what will be the average price of all our products and what is the average ticket size per buyer? Do you have that metric?
Yeah, just please hold for a moment. Summer is 1100 ASP and winter is around 1500 ASP, the net realized value.
Okay. And the average ticket size per buyer, you have that metric?
It's only for retails we have. It's around 3500, yeah. But not for the MBOs and other businesses.
Okay. Okay. And sir, just want to reconfirm the guidance that you gave earlier. So the guidance was around 10 to 11% revenue growth and margin 19%. Are you still maintaining that guidance?
We might revise it upwards after this quarter. As of now, we stand on this guidance, but there is every chance to revise it upwards once we end this quarter.
Okay. So revision can come in both revenue or margins or just in revenue?
Both in revenue and margins, we might see upward trajectory, but as of now, we stand on the guidance which we gave last quarter.
Okay. And so just two more questions. So you have given the geographical split in the presentation. So I would just want to know the split on the rural, urban and semi-urban part.
We don't have it right now, but I can ask our CFO and they can provide you. You can mail them.
Okay. But you have, sir? I don't want exact numbers. Any broader number you can give?
No, I don't have any information on this as of now because I didn't carry it. But you can definitely ask our investor relation agency. They can provide you.
Okay, sure. And last question on this, sir. Any plans to export to UK post this FTA signed?
No, we have started our online exports to Europe and to Middle East. But that number is substantially less as of now. But as of now, I think we are getting many queries. So once we have more queries come up, as of now we are shipping from India to Europe and to Middle East. But we may open our warehouse after seeing the response in next 6 months.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Good luck.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, a reminder to the participants that you may press star and one in order to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shivang from MK Global. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. With QK and Metro now at 15 stores and a target of 35 by year end, what are the early KPIs in terms of the footfall, ASP, conversion rate, indicating about store productivity and scalability?
Sir, your voice is not audible. Can you please repeat this question and can you please speak a little slowly?
Sure. Is it audible now?
No, it's still same. It's cracking. There is an echo in your voice. Okay. So we are not able to hear you clearly.
Yeah, is it better now?
Little better. Yes, you please.
Yeah. So with Cloak and Decker now at 15 stores and a target of 35 by year end, what are the early KPIs in terms of footfalls, ASP, indicating about store productivity and scalability?
We are seeing a per square foot sale of around 6,500 square feet, which is going to go up to 7,500 per square feet as of now. And it's basically the first 15 stores were almost a test launch. Out of that, I think 4 to 5 stores already we have 1 year with us. So the response has been encouraging. And also the franchisees who have opened these 15 stores, some of them are opening. They are adding another stores also for Cloak & Decker in different areas. So I think that this brand has a lot of potential because being in an economy segment and also which caters to mass segment, we see a lot of potential going forward. But this year we have a plan to take it to 35 stores. And then definitely after 35 stores, next year we may add another 50 store in this.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arya Patel from MK Global. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I just had one question. So you plan to add around 40-45 EBOs in FY26, with a major focus on western and southern part of the country. So just wanted to know, what is the CapEx target for the said expansion, and when do we expect the operating leverage from the expansion to start kicking in?
No, basically, 90% of the stores which we open are the franchise stores, where we don't have any CapEx. It is only we supply the goods and get bank guarantees or deposits. So, and normally for a franchise, the ROI happens in 3 years' time. It's only 5-7% stores which we open company-owned, where we do CapEx, so that is not substantial.
What would be the CapEx per store for those 5-7?
It's approximately 2,000 rupees per sq ft, depending upon the sq ft area.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnelian Asset Management. Please proceed.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Good morning. You're audible.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations, sir, for your results. Sorry if I am repeating any questions, joined the call a few minutes late. Firstly, sir, I wanted to understand, if I look at all our segments, we've delivered decent kind of a volume growth. Even there's been some kind of a dip in realization, average realization. So given that the start of the year has been such strong in volume growth, how do we expect the rest of the year to see, especially when, you know, a good monsoon is followed by a good winter? Is there any read-through you're getting in terms of the order bookings for winter you've had, in terms of, you know, last year's base and this year's base? And just linking to this, your annual guidance, do you see it's inching upwards?
Yeah, thank you. So, in last phone call, we mentioned that we should be growing around 10%, and we stand on that guidance, including the improvement of margins also that we said last time. But now, as we moved into this quarter, there is every chance that after the end of this quarter, we may revise it upwards. So, we are getting good orders. The sales have been picked up in July itself. So we are very confident that once we end this quarter, there is every chance that we may revise this guidance upwards, including both the margins and the revenues.
So, sir, I mean, just want to understand, I mean, cotton is, you know, 50% of our business, that already this year has had a volume growth of around 13%, and there can be an impact of EOSS sale or average realization, I understand that. But given that we are already in that, you know, recent high double-digit, mid-double-digit volume growth, are we being conservative in terms of revising our guidance next quarter, or it can go inch upwards of 19-20% as well for the year?
I think the exact guidance as far as volumes are concerned, I can give you once we end this quarter, because then we have complete figures in our hand of production and for dispatch also. But as of now, what I can, you know, reiterate with the confidence is that the guidance which we gave in the last phone call will definitely superachieve it. We will overachieve it.
Got it, sir. And so in terms of profitability, the second question is in terms of profitability, our expenses are inched a little bit upwards despite, you know, having 10% kind of a growth. In terms of profitability, can you give me some color of how should I look at this year vis-a-vis last year? Last year, we were around 80 crore in PAT. So, considering your EBITDA margins, what kind of PAT figures are we looking at for this year?
See, I have not calculated the PAT figures. What we said last time was that there should be at least 100 basis point improvement in the EBITDA margins.
On the base of last year, which is 17%.
Yeah. So minimum 100 basis point improvement in the margins we will see this year. It may go upwards also. That only we can let you know once we end this quarter, which is running right now.
Got it. And so in terms of the sentiment of the on the ground, how are you seeing demand in terms of, you know, with little bit of competition also been there for like the last 1.5-2 years, increasing competition. How is the demand this year for the industry? This is the last 3 months which have gone by for the year.
I think in last one year, if we see, this is the most positive or most optimistic we have right now in this quarter. Because there have been some sluggishness, there have been some inflation concerns, there have been some monsoon concerns. So I think all these are behind us. So going into this quarter, we have been very optimistic. And also, as we are approaching with the festival season, Diwali is early, also there is a good wedding season ahead. And whenever there is a good monsoon, we see that there is a good winter also. So going forward, in next two quarters, we seem very optimistic and very confident and achieving our guidance as well as revising it. It might be at the end of this quarter.
Got it. So last question before I get back in queue, sir. We mentioned we are opening around 40-45 EBOs with strategic emphasis on Western and Southern regions. Historically, these regions have been weak for us. And, you know, when you're writing the strategic emphasis, can you elaborate in terms of how much will the store count increase in these regions versus what they are as on date?
Yeah, just hold for a moment. I'll just say
something. I'll give you a future plan.
So, you know, out of, if we open, suppose, 10 stores in all over India, around 2 to 3 stores will be opening in 25% to 30% in South and Western region. So that is the plan going for this financial year also. And we have seen that the growth in South is more as compared to West. So we may add more store in South as compared to West going forward.
Got it. So 75% we continue in North and East, only 25% we're looking at West and South. From which 25% more be skewed towards South.
More towards South because the growth which is happening in South is comparatively better than, I would say, even rest of the India. Because in South, in like-to-like, we have grown 17% in this quarter.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much. I'll get back into you. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Yuvraj Kunwar from MK Global. Please proceed.
Hi, so thank you for taking my question. So could you expand on your partnership with the Salesforce? What specific functions are being digitized and what KPIs are you tracking to evaluate success there?
See, the problem with earlier service provider was basically we had a different online and different offline integration with SAP and also with the earning and burning points with the service provider. But the Salesforce integration means that all are like online and offline, they have come at the same platform. So now the customer which is visiting on our website or they're visiting on our EBOs, so he can convert his point anywhere and customer, and we also know that the customer's history, that whether he's purchasing from our EBOs or whether he's from online. So we are integrating every visit in our history sheet, so we comes to know that earlier it was not possible when there were two or three service providers. So that is a benefit we get from Salesforce. And secondly, there have been some parameters which were not provided by other competitors. In that case, Salesforce has given us a Tableau platform, which is their unique platform, which has been provided to us, and where we can track each and everything across our stores, across our website, and across our customer profiles, and across demographies also, in age groups also. So very comprehensive report they provide to us, which is very beneficial for analysis and also take further actions as far as our retail stores and websites are concerned. Because they also provide us many database things which were not provided earlier by our another competitor, which were giving us services.
Okay. Okay, sir. Sir, tied up with the Blinkit cities at all. So I had asked this question last time also, so for the quick commerce. So what SKUs are you focusing there on those platforms and what are the initial learnings on, say, profitability and customer acquisition?
See, right now, the categories which are present in quick commerce is basically we have given them towels, we have given them t-shirts, we have given just now sweaters, we have also given them bed sheets. So these are the categories, and socks also, thermals also. So these are the categories which we have given to them, and we expect at least 10 crore sales from quick commerce in this financial year.
Okay. Thank you for taking my question, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just a follow-up on the guidance part. So, sir, what makes you so confident to revise the guidance upward? So, what are the tailwind are you seeing right now?
It's only the sales, because we have seen that this quarter has begun us well and the growth has been above our expectations. So that is giving us the confidence to revise this guidance once we end this quarter, nothing else. And also already we said that the plan was already there with us for a double-digit growth, which is already we had an order book and all. But seeing the growth and seeing the sales which is happening right now, so we may revise it upwards once we end this quarter.
Okay. And any headwinds you see in next, 2 to 3 quarters?
See, I don't see any headwinds as of now, because in India, we don't see any impact of this tariff thing which is going on for exports market, or because we are present purely in domestic market. Even though I see some benefits, coming up, because if it might happen that there can be some reduction in the raw material if, there's a little drop in exports. That is a very, very slim chance, but it's not against us. It is in favor of us. So I don't see anything which is, we only see tailwinds coming us on our way going forward into next two quarters. And also we have seen that because of reduction in the interest rate, reduction in the income tax slabs and all, and also the good monsoon, the rural income which has gone up, and also there are good festive season coming up. So all these things as of now, it's looking very positive to me. So that is why I am again reiterating the same statement that we may see that there might be a possibility to revise this guidance upwards in next con call.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and wish you good luck for the future.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mohit Dodeja from MK Global. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. So, two questions from my side. First is, I've observed that the footwear sales have seen a sharp ramp up. Is this being driven by a wider range pricing change or any new formats like athleisure? And
increase in volume so as compared to last year. And we see that we should be doubling the sales in this financial year. And it's only mostly it is selling 90% online only. It's the formal shoes only. Nothing else. Only formal shoes, and 90% sales happens online. So we should be doubling our sales as compared to last year.
Okay, sir. Second question is, there's a drop in revenue growth of almost 10% in Q1. There's a revenue growth of 10% in Q1. But the EBITDA margin has declined to 4.26%. Can you elaborate on the drivers behind this margin compression, and when do we expect margins to normalize?
Please don't see this quarter as a quarter which has to be, considered, because this first quarter we get returns, we book our returns at our cost. So when we dispatch it on wholesale prices. So that impact is always there in last quarter and first quarter of this financial year. So what happens is that in second and third quarter, we normally have a sale of around 800 crore. So out of that, around 115 crore goods comes back to us in last quarter and first quarter. So the impact is normally around 50 CR, which is mostly divided between last quarter and the first quarter. So first quarter would always historically has been remain like that. But as we move into second quarter and third quarter, you would see everything turning into green. Whatever figures you are seeing in red right now would turn into green. And also we are very confident that the results going forward in second quarter and third quarter would be much better as compared to last financial year.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please proceed.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand regarding our inventory days. And sir, what is our inventory levels as of Q1 end? And sir, what kind of improvement can we see in FY26?
Inventory levels are almost, I think, stable. And inventories have gone up because we'll be increasing our sales this year. So by that percentage, it has gone up. So there is no much difference as far as inventory days and debtor days are concerned.
Okay, got it. Sir, and how is the inventory at our retailer and LFS level? because I think you mentioned that there has been companies are moving from the winter segment and the competition is reducing. So there are fewer number of players that will be servicing this. So on the inventory level, sir, do we have any idea of the inventory levels at these Reliance and other large format retailers?
I can give you some information on our own retail channel where our inventory is lesser as compared to last year's level, around 7 to 9% lesser as compared to last year's level, and we see that returns from summer in this financial year are at least 10% less as compared to last year's level. So that is for our own retail channel. But as far as MBOs and SIs are concerned, that is difficult to say because they give us information only by around 30th of August. But as per the market feedback from our sales team also, the inventory is almost at the same level or even lesser than last year's level. So we don't see returns going up in that channel also. And in case of LFS also, the inventory is lesser as compared to last year's level. So if I talk about company as a whole, so you should see that the returns at least decreased by around 5% as compared to last financial year level.
Got it. Sir, that was from my end, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
The next question is from the line of Amit Agija from HD Hava. Please proceed.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So what is your targeted net debt to EBITDA and working capital debt reduction strategy? And the second question is, like, what is your blended cost of borrowing currently? Any plans to refinance in better terms?
No, we have only short-term debt. We don't have any long-term debt. It's a debt-free company. We have even 300 crore cash on books as of 31st March.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and 1 in order to ask a question. All right. As there are no questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you for participating in this earnings con call, and I hope we have been able to answer all your queries satisfactorily. Even if you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Belrome Advisors. Thank you very much and have a great day ahead.
On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.